You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews at JaysFromTheCouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk about sports. You can't do Locked On and Locker Room right after each other. It's locked Ron or something. I don't know. Anyway, after that little tongue twister, I am recording this episode basically right before the Blue Jays start their series finale against the Yankees. And I'm doing this because I want to maintain the warm and fuzzies while not dragging myself down with the performance on Saturday. Because this is essentially the Fan Friday episode. I was busy over the holiday weekend. I actually had Easter dinner yesterday with my family back in Onslow. Shout out Onslow. If you know where that is, you might be a central Nova Scotian. Got to see my grandparents. They're both vaccinated. I'm very happy. Got to see my parents and uncle and cousins and stuff. So that was good. Had some ham with pineapple glaze because pineapple glaze is delicious on everything. Like, I need to get my grandmother's recipe for that, because I just need to put it on everything now. And I have pineapple, so I feel it may reverse all the good I've done weight-wise. Like, I recently found out I've lost, like, 13 pounds in the past year, which is pretty good for me. And I have a feeling that pineapple glaze would just put it all right back on. So, but no, it was good. It's why I didn't end up recording yesterday. Friday, I was just bushed from work. So, I wanted to get this out today. I know the game is going on. I will try and share some thoughts on Twitter. But I wanted to get to the stuff I talked about on Friday during the off day. Which was asking you, the fans, how you felt about that opening day and how you liked the team that was rolled out there and what you liked going forward from this team. And I did get a few responses, so I want to honor the time that it took for those people to make their responses and talk about the topics that they brought up. We'll get a couple segments out of it. And then, I don't know, I may have to spoil everything by talking about the Saturday game. I'm hoping not, because I'm going to save that for the episode that drops tomorrow. There are some thoughts. They aren't going to be like crazy rant thoughts, but there are some thoughts. Again, I didn't end up watching the Saturday game because of the Easter dinner, but you know, I followed enough that I'm like, okay, there are a couple things here that need to be addressed. So I will either address them today or I will address them on Monday's episode. So be sure to be subscribed to the podcast feed to make sure you don't miss those takes. And I will have takes on today's game. Who knows, if something happens early, you might get a take out of me during this game. TJ Zoit going up against garbage person Domingo Herman. And, you know, there are more and more people I got to affix that prefix to. But, sorry. 80-game suspension means you're an automatic garbage person, Domingo Herman. I hope TJ Zoik just flat out, you know. I can't say dominates, because that's not what TJ Zoik does. He's a ground ball pitcher. He's not a strikeout guy. So, I hope TJ Zoik pitches better. How about that? Anyway. So on Friday, I asked how y'all were feeling, and I got some good responses. And one of the things I talked about was getting off on the right foot and proving that the Blue Jays did not have to fear Gerrit Cole. That they could go into that game with Hyunjin Ryu and go toe-to-toe and have a shot at winning. And frequent commenter on the show, Azeem Jaffer, always appreciate Azeem's thoughts, at Azeem Jaffer. He thought they were going to lose the Cole. Thrilled to be wrong. He hopes they keep the momentum going. The offense is there, but he's just a little worried about their starting pitchers. And I said I wasn't going to talk about Saturday's game, but he was very right to worry, Azeem was. And I said this on the Thursday episode. If the Blue Jays struggle on offense, if the top third of the lineup has an 0 for day, you know, it's going to put more and more of an onus on their pitching staff to basically bail them out. Now, Hyunjin Ryu, usually up to the task. That's why he's the ace. And the bullpen arms on that day were up to the task. They were able to keep the Blue Jays in that game and were able to slam the door shut when they did scratch a run across. But that is kind of the problem right now with Nate Pearson and Robbie Ray on the IL. You have guys like Ross Stripling, who they thought was going to be that swingman kind of role, going out there and only lasting 3 1/3, putting more of a strain on that bullpen. And you have a guy like TJ Zoik today, who had a great spring, did very well in limited action last year. But now you're asking him to go out there in game 3 to keep this team from falling below 500 and shut down the Yankees and keep the Yankees in the park. And that is a tough thing to do, especially when the Blue Jays bats do not want to cooperate with that plan. So I do share Azeem's trepidations when it comes to the rotation. Trepidations, I guess. Especially with Robbie Ray on the IL. Robbie Ray was part of the pitching staff in spring that got me really excited, seeing him be able to throw with command, get his strikeouts, and keep the walks down. And I understand not wanting to mess around with the rotation. It's why we haven't seen Steven Matz in the series. It's why we're going to see Steven pitch in Texas. And that is a start I'm going to have circled. That's a start I really want to see. I want to see how Matz does in live, meaningful games. Because if he can maintain the momentum he had in spring training, it's going to make me look really good. Because I did say he was going to win 15 games this year. And I would like to be right on that. I generally like to be right on everything. But, you know, I will take what I can get. So, yeah. I share those thoughts, Azeem. I thank you for sending that in. One other thing I can share thoughts on is sports betting. I do it infrequently, but when I do, I go to betonline.ag. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You want to bet on tomorrow's game between Gonzaga and Baylor? After that amazing shot Jalen Suggs hit, I've watched that like over and over since it happened. I had my friend calling me from Montreal just to talk about that shot. It was beautiful. Anyway, betonline.ag has you covered for that. MLB, NHL, NBA, the Oscars, reality TV, almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline.ag has you covered for all the new scores and odds. It's free to sign up. You just head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. So check out betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Welcome back. Just a reminder that this episode is brought to you by Locked On Today. Check out Locked On Today with host Peter Bukowski. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. As we check in, like I said, I'm recording this during the game. Bo Bichette just got career hit number 100 with a double off garbage person Domingo Herman. But again, in first two batters of the day, Marcus Semien and Kevin Biggio failed to do much. I know Semien had the home run in Saturday's game. Again, I'm going to talk about Saturday's game on tomorrow's episode. I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on today's game. But I do want to talk about the things that the fans brought up. And, you know, just give that the attention it deserves. So I got a few more that I'm going to discuss. Friend of the show, contributor of the show, she's been on the show, my cohort from JaysFromTheCouch.com, Karen Sutar, at KarenSutar1. She doesn't want to plan the parade route after one game, but was very happy they look good. The defense caught her eye very quickly with several terrific defensive plays. As we talked about on that Thursday episode, the big play with Marcus Semien being the key to that game. And of course, Merriweather looking fire. She wanted them to win the series and keep moving forward. They got to win today. Oscar Hernandez just struck out on three pitches to strand Bo Bichette. So that's disappointing. And that is why you don't play on the parade route after just one game. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, they beat Gerrit Cole. They got to do it against these other guys. And when I did the crossover episode with Stacey Gottsulius of Locked On Yankees, that was a big thing we talked about, was who was going to get the most out of their starting rotation. And while both sides got what they needed out of their aces in that opening day game, 5 1/3, 2-run ball from each gentleman. It is going to be imperative in that year-long battle who can maintain those kind of results, who can keep their guys healthy, and be able to, you know, save the bullpen, because the Yankees don't have the bullpen they used to lean on anymore. Zach Britton is walking through the medical bay door. He ain't walking out of that bullpen gate. Aroldis Chapman, garbage person himself, is unavailable. So, you know, it's going to be important to keep that going forward and not just rest on the laurels of that one game. Keep the defense up, which there was a slight problem in Saturday's game. Again, I'm not going to talk about it right now, but we will hold on to it. But Julian Merriweather, again, we mentioned him on that Thursday episode, and he's not the, he caught the eyes of a lot of people. Roz at Milner Words, feeling pretty excited. It was a good game, and Merriweather looked nice. It was cool seeing him get his first save too. And I want to touch on something I did see online. Andrew Stoughton, veteran Blue Jays commentator, had the galaxy brain thought that instead of making Julian Merriweather the closer, Julian Merriweather should be starting for this team. And it is very tempting to do so. And I know this. And you look at that arsenal that Julian Merriweather has, and I'm like, dang, wouldn't you like that more than an inning? Wouldn't you like to have 5 innings of just Julian Merriweather making fools out of batting orders? No, I do not. Because I can actually illustrate this with the counterpart to Julian Merriweather in the deal that brought him to Toronto. A lot of people on Twitter took joy in pointing out that while Julian Merriweather was blowing away Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Hicks and Gleyber Torres, Josh Donaldson left the game for Minnesota with a hamstring issue. And that is why I don't want Julian Merriweather trying to do what he did over 5 innings of work. I think that Julian Merriweather is perfectly suited for this fireman role out of the bullpen. And I think it behooves the Blue Jays to keep him there just to, you know, make sure they have a full season of Julian Merriweather. With all the injury issues that guy has had during the season, I can't imagine wanting to risk him, especially when the depth is already being tested with Pearson on the IL and Ray on the IL and Thomas Hatch on the IL and Kirby Yates gone for the season. There's no reason to mess with the depth, especially when the Blue Jays have kept a lot of their starting pitching available to be starters. That's why TJ Zoik is up with the team and getting the benefit of some great defense from Marcus Semien again. I feel like that's going to be a running theme. Marcus Semien's defense is looking very good to start the season. I love it. But yeah, it's why Anthony Kay is at the alternate site. It's why Tommy Malone is on this taxi squad. And again, we're getting dangerously close to Tommy Malone having to pitch for the Blue Jays. And I really don't like that prospect. No offense to Tommy Malone. He looked fine in spring training. I really don't want to be in that position. But, you know, guys like Trent Thornton's in the bullpen right now. They're calling Trent Thornton a swingman. I have no doubts you could stretch Trent Thornton out to, you know, 4 or 5 innings. There are lots of starting options for the Blue Jays, but they don't have a lot of dominant relief options, especially with Yates out. They have Romano, they have Rafael Dolis, who I'm going to be talking about on Monday because I have to, because my God, what was that? You know, they may have David Phelps, they may have Tim Mayza, they may have Ryan Borucki, but you don't want Mays when you have a Merriweather to go out there and, like I said, just make people look stupid. So I want to keep them there. Thank you to both ladies, Karen and Roz, for those comments. I got to make some comments about Built Bar. The Built Bar bracket is over. Coconut Brownie Chunk is your winner. I am more than happy with that decision. It is a delicious flavor I've had on numerous occasions. And I love having brownie chunks in there. It just makes things taste so good. And the best part is I know they're low calorie, they're low in sugar, they're high in protein and fiber, and I still get coconut and brownie and 100% chocolate, and it's awesome. So go to builtbar.com and get yourself some of those coconut brownie chunk Built Bars by using the promo code LOCKED15. And you'll get 15% off your order with the promo through the Locked On Network. So, builtbar.com, LockedOn15 to get 15% off your next order of tasty, delicious Built Bars. And congratulations again to Coconut Brownie Chunk, the winner and tastiest Built Bar of them all.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back. This episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB Prospects. If you're the type of baseball fan that can't help but get really excited over prospects, like Kim McCauley, anytime she plays out of the park baseball, you need to check out Locked On MLB Prospects, hosted by minor league play-by-play voice Aram Layton, the only daily podcast devoted to the stars of tomorrow. Follow Locked On MLB Prospects on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. I got a couple more tweets that I'm going to go through as we reach the second inning of today's game. TJ Zoik gets a 1-2-3 inning with the help of his defense. That's exactly how TJ Zoik operates. Happy to see that. A couple more. The Not Too Serious podcast at Not Too Serious Pod. Feeling very optimistic about the Blue Jays. Thought they were going to lose against Cole. Thrilled to be wrong. Much like our boy Azeem. Hopefully brings some momentum going. Happy the Canadian team is broadcasting the game, which after some of those spring training games, I totally understand. Because it's nice to actually have people comment on the Blue Jays side of the game and not, you know, repeated mentions of Vanessa Hudgens' presence in the audience. So I do agree with that. Thank you for sharing that, Not Too Serious Pod. And I am going to close with our final tweet. And it makes sense as Vladimir Guerrero Jr. steps in against garbage person Domingo Germán. It is about Vladdy, and it comes from Tim Bennett at TIBen12. Tim had the game on and off, but when on, Saw Vladdy make a few good plays at first. Let's hope he can keep that up for the season. And that is going to be a big thing for Vladdy is we know he really wanted to be third baseman this season. He's like, I'm playing third and I'm coming back. I'm going to take my job. And I am sorry that ball just traveled very, very far into the bleachers for Vladdy's first home run of the season. You get the plakata on air, live. It's lovely. You can hear the Yankees booing, and it's a beautiful sound to hear. Just because, like, I have the game up on my computer. So I'm switching back and forth between my podcast recording, and I could just hear the ball being hit. And I'm like, oh, that is a good sound. And yeah, it went about 10 rows up into the bleachers. So the Blue Jays have an early 1-0 lead as Vladdy doing with the bat what Tim noticed with the glove. And if Vladdy can put that together, you know, do what he just did on offense as Lourdes Gurriel Jr. keeps it up with single over Gleyber Torres. If he can do that with the glove as well, play competent defense. It doesn't have to be all-star. It has to be competent. Those predictions of Vladdy for MVP, they're going to gain some momentum and they're going to be harder to ignore just because when you can put all that together and be that complete player and be the superstar that the Blue Jays envisioned when they signed him as an international free agent, there will be nothing stopping him. And it will be great to see after the 2020 he endured by his own admission, self-inflicted wounds, not keeping up his conditioning, not, you know, taking it as seriously as he should have. He took it seriously this offseason. He took spring seriously. He's extending it now into the regular season. Yes, it's game 3. I don't care. That home run was beautiful, and I loved every second of it. So I agree with Tim that the defense is going to be key, but if he keeps doing that, I mean, they'll play him every day. So yeah, I'm going to end this podcast just so I can go back to the game and see if Randall Grichuk can do anything with the runner aboard. Again, thank you to Tim and Roz and Karen and Azeem and the Not Too Serious podcast for your comments. If you want to get involved on these kind of episodes, follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb, but it lets me talk to you people, and I guess that's all right. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, the Odyssey app, that's AUDACY, to make sure you don't miss an episode. And follow the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at LockedOnJays. I'll be posting the link on there. I don't know if it'll get any traction during this game, but I don't think it's going to matter. So we'll be back tomorrow, as I said, with some reactions to the Yankees series. We might tee up the Texas series as well. So until then, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at ChaseFromTheCatch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. Enjoy your Easter weekend or whatever holiday you choose to celebrate. I hope it goes well. And y'all take care.